Seches Ksubis Perek Tes Mishnah Beis Mishemes Vihiniach Isha Ubal Choiv Viyarshim. If a person dies and he leaves assets, but he also leaves Choivis, he leaves a wife who is owed a Ksuba. He leaves someone who he owes money to, a Bal Choiv Viyarshim, and he leaves Yarshim who are going to inherit him. The assets, he has some assets that are not in his rishus when he dies, either a pikadain or a loan that is owed. Someone was watching a pikad before him, or there is a loan outstanding, or there could be collateral in someone else's rishus. So it's not in his rishus; it's biyad acherim. So now the question is, who has rights to get that object, those things? Rabbi Tarfanoima yinosnu lakoishel bohem. It's given to the weakest one of them. Either this means an isha, because by nature she is the weakest in terms of collection. It's not the derech of an isha to run after money. Or lakoishel sheban means whoever is the bal chayv who has the weakest position in din, which would mean the person whose shtar is last. If his shtar is dated last, then he has less property encumbered to it, and therefore we give the property to them. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Ein Merachemin Bedin. We don't have Rachmanas Bedin. Eli Yinosnu LaYarshim, you give the objects to the Nashim, either the Pikadin or the loan, the money of the loan. Shekulan Tzrichin Shvur. Everyone requires a shvur when they come to collect from Yisoimim. Because the Aloch is, Habo Lifora Minichse Yisoimim Lifora Layifra Ela Bishvur. And as long as nobody swears, they cannot collect money. And Ba'ina Yarshim Tzrichin Shvur, but Yarshim do not require shvur to collect. Therefore, their position is the strongest position. They get the objects, they get the pikadain or the loan, and the other people will have to swear to get their nechasim. Mishnah Gimel, Hiniach Peres Tlushim Min HaKarka. He left Peres that are Tlushim Min HaKarka. So this is in his Rishus. The Peres are unattached Peres to the Karka. So the Mishnah says, Kol HaKoidim Zocha Bohen. If the Yarshim are Kodim to be Kaina, you don't take it out of them. Because Metaltlim of Yisayimim are not Meshubit to the Baal Choyv or to the Ksuba. But if someone, either the Isha or the Malva is Zoycha in them, Reb Tarfin, this is Reb Tarfin's Shita in this, in the beginning of this Mishnah, Tfisa helps. And therefore, Reb Tarfin's Shita is Tfisa La'acha Mishas Mahanya. And therefore, they could be Teufis from these Metaltlim. Zochsa Isha Yaisa Miksubasa, in this case where she was Kodim Batafsa, if she was Zaycha, but she was Zaycha in more Paris than the Ksuba warrants. Ubalchaiv Yaisa Balchaiv, the Balchaiv was Zaycha more than his Chaiv. So the extra money now is either should go to the Yarshim or it should go to anybody else who is owed the money. Hamoisa Riptarfanaimer Yinosnu Lakoishal Shebohim. The Meiser is given again to the weakest of them, and this means a Baal Hashtar, either the person who has a Shtar Ksuba or a Shtar Choyv, because the Yad of Baal Hashtar is always Al HaTachtoina. And therefore, anyone who is a Baal Hashtar, because Yadil is a Tachtoina, and they want to, but if the money, and if the money would end up coming to the Yarshim, the Baal Hashtar would never be able to collect from the Yisoimim. So that's Lidnosnu Lakoshel Shebohen. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Merachamin Bedin. Again, Rabbi Akiva says there's no Rachmanis Bedin. Eli Nosnu LaYarshim. The property goes to the Yarshim. And not only the Meiser, everything that was Nitfas, anything that was Teifis, he holds Tfisa, does not help La'achar Misa. It's all given to the Yarshim. Shekulan Tzrichin Shvua, and a Yarshim Tzrichin Shvua. Of course, everyone who collects from Yisaimim needs a Shvua, and Yarshim do not need a Shvua, therefore Tfisa doesn't help, and therefore all of the Peiris will go to the Yarshim.